Good evening, Pittsburgh. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late-night talk show, coming to you from the Center for Media Innovation at Point Park University in beautiful downtown Pittsburgh. Visit us at bergvivant.com for more on this interview and our complete archives in the Vivant Vault, as well as how you can help support our program and Pittsburgh's vibrant cultural landscape.
Lonnie, the theater lady.
I'm Brian.
It is always good to see you.
It's always good to be here.
Taking a rest from your busy travels around this city, seeing fantastic theater.
And I did, again.
Tell
I
us
saw
about it.
A really, not to sound like Ed Sullivan, a really big show.
Really big
good
show.
1984. Currently at the New Hayes Lit Theater.
Oh, yes, based on the
novel
George Orwell novel.
Right.
What were you doing in 1984?
Wow. I don't know if I want to tell you that.
was that good of a year, huh?
I was having a lot more fun then than I am now. Let's leave it at that, okay? Oh, yeah. Anyway, moving right along. This show was so brilliantly done and so effective and so powerful. It has a bleak political message that is chilling.
Well, yeah, if I remember correctly, it's all about Big Brother is watching you.
And
it was Orwell's vision of the future, which he, you know, had in 1984.
Well, it was written in the 40s,
right.
So that was the future. Now it's the past, but the set was amazing. It was, the whole background was filled with screen after screen after screen of different sizes, where Big Brother was not only watching the people on stage, gave you the feeling you were being watched too. It was kind of creepy, but also that's where they broadcast their propaganda and lies. So did I say John Michael Bohatch did
this wonderful set? I was going to ask you who did it,
yeah,
but
he always does
a very, very nice job.
And the Kim Brown costumes were really so wonderful for what was happening. You know, the very, almost like a prison uniform, kind of everybody dressing the same, being the same. I don't have to spend any time on the plot. I don't think everybody knows. It was the thought police and doublespeak, and it was really, really relevant to our political scene right now. Alternative facts, post-truth kind of scene. It was really frightening how easily totalitarianism can take over. Really frightening. But there were three really outstanding performances. Large cast, all good. But the three outstanding performances were the two leads, Justin Fortunato, who played Winston. And boy, you could just feel his suspicion and fear and anguish. He really was so authentic in his performance. And the other lead that played Julia was Jesse Ray Goodman. She was just a wonderful foil to him because she kind of, although she was careful in everything she did, she kind of lost herself in love, and her sweetness and her femininity came out. I really enjoyed her. And the other strong character was Samantha Camp.
Oh, yeah.
And she just radiated love for the party. When she spoke about the party, you could see her love for it, but things didn't work out.
The party being
well
within the play, the party that is, I guess, in control
in
or
culture,
something.
Right. Yeah. They just called it the party,
the party
of Oceania, which was where they were living. So I highly recommend it.
And it is playing at the New Hazlet over on the north side. Through March 12th, directed by Rich Keitel, 1984.
And
you were at the disco. Was disco dead by then?
No, I was
no.
still.
You
I
were
was
keeping
still.
It alive. Yes, I knew I'd get it out of you.
Oh, boy. You could have found me any night at the Greenery, the Giraffe, Confetti.
All these old dance clubs that are like, you know.
They're like, defunct now. And Heaven was my favorite. Downtown.
It's
another Renaissance Hotel. Heaven was heaven.
You could be a historian on old dance clubs of Pittsburgh's past. Like, there could be a gallery exhibit that you curate, I think.
I would love that if they were playing music and I could demonstrate the dances. Oh, VIP with a lighted dance floor. That was another one of my favorites. Every night was a different night you know, they're a different place to go.
Well, you have taken us back to 1984 in so many ways today, Lonnie, the theater lady. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
As always, thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to watch our video portion of this segment and more at bergvivant.com. We'll see you here next week on Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late night talk show.